Live from your neighborhood, it's the Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour. WICC 600 and 95.9, the voice of Connecticut.
Okay, this is certainly no offense to anybody coming on the show today. I love everyone. You're all very special. But can I just say, Kathy Marr, you are on the top of my list.
Oh, my goodness.
For this year's Diner Tour stop here at Frankie's Diner because... Are you kidding me with Barnum?
This is Barnum land right here.
Yeah, we totally are. We're on the stomping ground. And by the way, we have Kathy Marr here, who is the executive director of the Barnum Museum. Not to mention, Kathy, that there have been so many news headlines coming out of the Barnum Museum. I feel like in the last couple of months, what is going on?
So we've got a lot going on. It's taking everybody back in time. We got hit with that EF1 tornado. And then the year after that, it was Hurricane Irene. And then the year after that, it was Superstorm Sandy.
Yeah, it's not been a fun run for you guys.
No. And it was 5 years of fighting insurance companies. People don't realize, you know, the building actually it was on the National Register of Historic Places. Going through all of this, the work that we've done to save the building, because we were threatened with a condemn notice on that magnificent building. That's damaged it was.
Yeah.
And sometimes you got to dig your high heels in, you know, and like shield yourself from all of the public. What's going on? What's going on? And just do the right thing, because we had to raise the money. There was no millions and millions of dollars. So
just
we had to
around.
Do. And we had to do all the research and investigation, all the forensics on the structure. So, you know, thanks to the state of Connecticut, we've got a few bonding appropriations. We just recently got a $2 million appropriation from the Community Investment Fund.
Yes, I saw that.
Yeah, it's not for the whole thing, so we still have to raise money to match that.
I was going to ask that. So, I mean, because there's been a couple of updates in the past couple of months, Kathy, that have been, you know, money going towards this, which I'm so thrilled to hear that. But we're still short, though. So how much do we still need to fix things up?
We still need, for this next phase that we're going in, it's like an $8 million project.
Okay.
And we've got, with the help of the city stepping in a little bit, we've got $3 million of that.
Oh, wow.
So it's still a lot. But that takes us into the interior of the building. Oh, my God. I mean, the outside is magnificent,
it's
right?
It's gorgeous.
It's gold in that western sun. It's just sparkles on the street. And then the inside is the most important stuff. It's life safety, you know, ADA compliance. We've got to fix the elevator because it's a 130-year-old building. They didn't have elevators that we need today.
That's
for all
point.
Of these. Yeah. But we do have the master plan, the interpretive plan. So we're working with a company out of Burbank, California. They are master storyteller museum designers. So they did the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Museum.
So cool.
That's amazing. A lot of them are former Disney Imagineers. In the
that checks.
Of the
so they're making magic here in Bridgeport. I love that.
That's it.
Perfect.
Would Barnum have done anything less?
No.
If we didn't do that, we would not be serving Barnum's legacy of entertainment, you know, instructive entertainment.
Amen to
so
that, sister.
That's, yeah. So that's what we're going to be doing. So it's going to be the first immersive storytelling history museum really in New England.
Wow.
So it's going to be layered. So it won't just be, you know, objects in a case with some label copy, you move on. So it's going to be image mapping inside the building. It's going to be live action role play inside the building. We're working on a gaming component to it to create
that is
a Barnum
so
game.
Cool.
Look at you, I'm getting yeses. It's like, yes.
Yeah.
And actually we're working with a company called Sugar Creative. They are launching this month the folks in the audience will know this, the Assassin's Creed games. They're launching the Revolutionary War Boston.
Oh, that's so neat.
Game this month. So this is the company that we're working with to create a Barnum
so game. You guys have heavy hitters who are really putting in the time and the innovation, the creativity to not only get it, like you said, to compliant to where it is, it's safety, ADA, all that, but to really bring a different experience when you finally reopen.
This, you are not going to be able to drive through Connecticut, okay? We're not going to get, Connecticut's not just going to be a pass through to Massachusetts anymore. You're going to have to stop at the Barnum Museum.
I love
it's the
that.
Gateway. So, because it's going to be that special and that unique. And that's what Barnum would have done. And when we brought in hundreds of community members, and a lot of them are probably listening, they were like, you know, this has got to live up to his. What would Barnum have done?
Right.
And that was the question that we had to answer. Mm. So it's been an exciting journey. It's been such an exciting journey. It's not been easy.
Right.
You know, watching 22 tons of structural steel get loaded into that beautiful jewel, okay? Nerve-wracking, you know? And
it was devastating.
So it's been tough,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But the Eagle went back up, you know? Beautiful job by a company in Berlin, Connecticut.
It's so gorgeous.
It just, you know, it sparkles, right?
Yeah, it does.
And,
it does.
You know, and it defines the city. It's as unique as the city and the composition of the people, the community. So the Bridgeport deserves this.
I agree.
This city deserves to have something this special.
Well, and, you know, not for nothing, but Barnum, it to me, is, if not, the most famous takeaway from Bridgeport. So if you're going to do it, not only do you want to do it right, but you want to do it, like you said, to his standard. What would have wanted to do?
Yeah.
So we have Kathy Marr here, who is, again, the executive director of the Barnum Museum. And I can't imagine how many times you get this question, Kathy, but I'm going to add to the list of thousands who probably have asked you this over, especially recent months.
When is it going to open?
How did you know? How did you know I was going to ask that? Look at Dee shaking her head. Because, oh, by the way, massive. Probably the biggest P.T. Barnum. The biggest.
Oh, my God.
The biggest P.T. Barnum fan ever. Yeah, no, she's upset. No, it's like she should get therapy for it. It's really, yes, it's an obsession.
Well, you know, we saved, when the tornado hit, there were about 20,000 objects and documents on display. We only lost one.
How? That's a miracle in itself.
That is a miracle in itself.
You know,
and I credit the team, the curatorial team, because my background is curatorial.
Oh,
right?
Cool.
But just to save it, because, you know, the emergency plan, make sure you have freezers. Nobody was coming. It was Mayor Finch at the time. The city was shut down.
Right.
So the way everybody, you know, became an ecosystem, and people across the state, like colleague museums from the Mark Twain House and the Fairfield, people came to help.
I love that.
And, I mean, honestly, people stepped up.
I'm telling you, Barnum is not only famous in Bridgeport. I really think it is one of the things that makes Connecticut famous.
Well,
I really do.
He was inducted about 10 years ago into the International Association of Amusement Parks and Attractions.
I believe
this is global.
Yeah.
As the founder of the attractions industry.
Totally.
And when I went, it was
he's got to be up there with Walt Disney.
He's
got to be up there with Walt Disney. I'm a huge Disney fan. So.
And really kind of dig into Disney history. He read Barnum.
Yeah.
He read Barnum.
Wow.
Absolutely.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing. So, when are you reopening? Oh, no, you're fine. Yeah, I know, right? We're all waiting for that.
So we're moving into design now. By the time you get into design and you get into the drawings and then the execution and we're still raising the money, it will take 2 years.
Okay.
There's no way to make that shorter.
I can do 2 years.
You know?
As long as the good Lord keeps me here, I could do 2 years. Right? I mean, that's not so bad.
Yeah.
We could do that.
You know,
we can wait 2 years, Dee. We're going to be okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So 2 to 2.5 years, but we, you know, that's really the goal. So
okay.
We're looking for that impact investor that's just going to come in, you know, and help. But like I said, people have stood up, you know, and now's the time. It's time, you know, and it's the hard stuff. I feel is past us. The building is safe. Now we just got to get it functional.
Now we got to give an experience to people when they go there. And really quickly, Kathy, before we run out of time, you guys just got an Emmy.
We got an Emmy.
This past weekend.
Another Emmy, yes.
Whatever. It's fine. It's just breaking news left and right here. Why'd you get an Emmy?
Yeah.
Not that I'm like shocked by it, but what did you get an Emmy for?
So during COVID, because that was another delay, you know, for our process by like 3 years, Everybody, you know, on the planet really had to shift programming and pivot.
Yeah.
And we said, you know, now's the time to start a Barnum channel on YouTube. I mean, it's an available platform, right? So
I love the Barnum. Yes.
Yes. And we worked
we
had already worked with a couple of filmmakers and they were transitioning because of COVID too. And they said, okay, let's start. So immediately. Was like nobody cares about Barnum right now. They care about their families and taking care. So in September, October 2020, we launched a channel. We got ARPA funding from the city, helped us launch it. At the time, it was People's Bank. M&T has continued to support it. And we've got special programs like Who is Barnum to You? You should come on it, right? Who's Barnum to You? We've done Curious People Wanted, talk about the artifacts in the building. And then yes. we do shorts, you know, showman shorts. And over the last couple of years, we've won 2 Emmys for the program. So the last one was just over the weekend. And last year, we won 4 Telly Awards for academic excellence, educational excellence, and creative production.
Listen, Kathy Moore, I knew when you walked in this diner that you looked like you were a rock star. So, I could tell, but my gosh, you got the resume to back it up, girlfriend. So that's incredible.
I got a great team. I stand on the shoulders of incredible, incredible people. So, you know, I'm really lucky that they're around, and they're so enthusiastic and so, you know, creative and smart that they can put these things together. And I thank all contributors. Kim Bianca Williams has been a contributor. And, you know, so we've had, you know, great people come and talk. Charlie Carroll with the Barnum Festival, the Ringmasters.
Yes.
Dr. Lawrence spoke last year.
Yes.
So it's just introducing the community to the museum and why things are important. So it's all good. All good things.
And we're also lucky to have you, Kathy Marr. Thank you.
Kind.
You're an incredible executive director, and I am so excited to see this journey
and to
finally open those doors and go inside. I cannot wait. If people want to watch the YouTube channel, though, in the meantime, what do they just search for?
So
Barnum?
Go to YouTube and choose Barnum Museum, and you'll see our stuff pull up. We've got about 300 videos. Subscribe. Please subscribe. The more subscribers you get, the better it is.
Do write that down. We need to subscribe right away. Right now. Yes.
Thumbs up. Give us helps the algorithms. Yes. And you've heard every YouTuber say that, but it's true.
Yeah.
Award
winning.
Yeah. It's award winning programming.
It's an exciting, bright future for the Barnum Museum.
Yeah.
And Kathy Moore, you are a joy. Thank you so much.
Thank you. This has been a joy. And I haven't been to Frankie's in so long.
Well,
started, my husband's from this part of town, his father.
I love that.
So we come here for years with our kids in little bassinet things, putting them on the table. So
who knew so many years later you'd be sitting here doing a radio
interview? Chatting with Melissa.
Right? I love it. Kathy, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
We'll be in touch.
Absolutely. Thank you all.
Thank you. Thank you so much.